was part of our series of interviews previewing this weekend's racing action at Watkins Glen International. I have joining me on the line, driver of the Monster Energy number 98 Ford Mustang for Stuart Haas Racing, Riley Herbst. Riley, it's Dave Buchanan here in Buffalo. How you doing today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Looking forward to getting back to the Glen this weekend after 2 years. I'm sure after a couple of weeks off, you're itching to get back behind the wheel too.
Absolutely. Watkins Glen is such an awesome race course, and really looking forward to going up there. The weather is always nice. The people are cool, and it puts on good racing. So excited to get up to Watkins and go try to get a couple good finishes.
You're about, you know, two-thirds of your way through the season here with Stuart Haas Racing and the 98 car. Just give us your general thoughts on how your season to date has gone so far.
Absolutely. It's been a little up and down, big up and down for sure. Just haven't finished where we think we've been running. We run somewhat decent in the races, and we just don't end up there for faults my own or other people's incidents that we get caught up in or whatnot. So the season itself has been up and down, but looking forward to get another solid top 10 finish here at Watkins Glen and just keep it going in the right direction.
Road course racing is, you know, gaining in importance in NASCAR racing. While it's been like that in the Xfinity Series for a couple years, the Cup Series has also expanded the amount of road courses on their schedule. How do you approach road course racing, and what are some of the things you might have done to improve how you handle turning both left and right?
I'd say the biggest thing is just homework when it comes down to watching in-car cameras and watching the race broadcast and working on the simulator and just trying to get to know the track best you can, obviously with no practice and things of that nature. So hopefully you're the best prepared you can be when the green flag drops.
I know you and your team got to be feeling a little more pressure than usual right now as the regular season starting to wind down, and you're just outside that playoff bubble to make the Xfinity Series playoffs this year. How do you approach this weekend? Is it swing for the fences and try and go for that win, or is it just be there at the finish and hopefully you have a good points day?
I think a little bit of both, see how the race is kind of playing out for sure. But our main goal is to gather as many points we can throughout the three stages and put ourselves in a position to ultimately end up in victory lane. But like I said, we just need to kind of keep doing what we've been doing the last few weeks. We had really good speed in our Mustang, and we just need to finish where we run and we'll be in good shape.
I saw you're on the entry list for the ARCA race on Friday as well, and there's a, you know, a big handful of guys that are doing double and even triple duty, running ARCA and Xfinity or ARCA and trucks, and I think there's a guy doing all three this weekend. What is your approach to the race on Friday afternoon with such a diverse field of talent out there?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited. I love the ARCA series. I ran a bunch of races there, so I'm excited to get back to the ARCA series and then just to get some more laps at Watkins Glen to get a little bit better feel of the racetrack, and hopefully it will pay off for Saturday.
Well, we had that 2 week Olympic break. Did you do anything fun while you're waiting in between races here with the Xfinity series?
Yeah, a little bit. I got to go back home to Las Vegas and see some family and friends, so that's always good. But now we're ready to get back going, ready to go. Go earn some points and try to work our way into these playoffs, and that's our ultimate goal right now.
Working here with Stuart Haas Racing, how much of a chance do you get to work with the Cup drivers in the organization and spend some time with Tony Stewart?
Yeah, a bunch. All the Cup guys are really helpful for me. Cole, Chase, Eric, and Kevin, obviously, they all have really good experience, and they're all really fast race car drivers, so whenever I can pick their brains the most, that's when I try to, and hopefully it benefits us. But they've been really good to me as teammates and trying to help me out as much as possible.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Well, we wish you the best of luck this weekend at the Glen, not only with the Xfinity Series race, the Screwball, the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey 100 at Watkins Glen on Saturday, but also the ARCA race on Friday. Best of luck, and hopefully this is the weekend that your team needs to propel you into the playoffs.
Hey, thanks, man.